What in East Dallas is going on?
I'm Camille.
And I'm Rich.
Rich, today we have Alexa with us.
Alexis.
Alexis.
We were talking about this before I recorded.
I know.
Okay, so what before we push record.
Yeah, I'm thinking Alexa because...
That's what we... Hey, that's Alexa. What literally you just say. She said, yeah, it's a great name until Alexa came out. Funny.
That's true.
Okay, no. Okay, so... we're here with Alexis.
Alexis. I'm sorry.
Yes. Alexis Flores.
Yes.
Okay. Just we're laughing because when I was growing up and as an adult, I said if I ever had a daughter, I always wanted to name her Alexis. And so, you know, that's a true story. And so I really did mean that. I'm not just saying it. And
lying.
So she said, and I said, well, it's a beautiful name. And she goes, yeah,
until
Alexa came out.
Until Amazon came out.
And Camille.
And it just comes off because
that's what you
talk to
knows.
Alexa all the time.
How, could you imagine actually being named Alexa?
I think you'd have to change it now.
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa. Tough. Yes.
What can I help you with now? Your Alexa comes on every time you
I don't have Alexa. Do you have one?
My kids do.
Do you have one, Alexis?
I do not because I think it would drive me crazy.
Like, I think you should be able to rename Alexa.
Yeah. You can change the voices on all these. I don't know if you can change hers, but a lot of these, like ways and stuff.
Yeah.
So I know. Why can't you rename Alexa?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
Martha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like something completely different. Tammy.
So we have an Alexa and we have a Google. Hey, Google.
Hey, Google.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have
so we have both.
They're listening to me anyway, so I don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, okay, that we went way off the rails.
Yeah. So Alexis, yes. Who is PTA president, right?
Yes.
Of Riley Elementary.
Yes. Yeah,
Martha T. Riley Elementary here in East Dallas.
Yes.
And you are getting a brand new school.
Oh my gosh. We are getting a brand new school slated to open this fall, hopefully.
Yay.
Fingers crossed.
That's exciting.
That is exciting.
It is super exciting. It's kind of funny, too, because Dallas ISD originally had done a survey of schools, you know, years ago, and we were actually slated to be demolished along with a few other neighborhood schools. And, of course, everybody was in an uproar about that. And luckily, they decided, okay, well, we're not going to do that. And now we get a brand new, beautiful school, and it's bittersweet, but we're real excited about it.
And then... Will they start, because you're right by Hexter Elementary.
Yes.
Are they going to start building their school when you're
Hexter, I believe, is going to start in a month or so.
Okay.
They're going to break ground. So that's going to be exciting. I mean, it's just so many fun things are happening in this area.
I mean, so many families have moved back to that part of East Dallas.
Yes.
Right? And those schools, which at one time were probably struggling for students,
yes.
Now mm-hmm. they're full.
Yes, absolutely. And we anticipate with the new construction, our principal's like, yeah, we're going to get an influx of even more kids now.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. Brand new school.
Yeah. And we have a new apartment complex that's supposed to be going up here. They just started construction on that. So it's going to be a very interesting time these next few years.
And is Riley dual language?
Riley is dual language. My daughter's actually in the dual language program.
I love that. I wish they had that when I... started having my kids and lived in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But that was not the case. Mm-mm. That's when the schools were struggling.
Now, where exactly are they building? Where's the building going?
So we have a fairly large lot right now. So the school is located in the north side, and they're building the new school on the south side where the playground area and open field area was.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know how many square feet and how big it's going to be and all that stuff?
Oh, my gosh. I could not tell you the exact square footage. I do know it's going to be single story. I do know they're adding so many more classrooms than we have right now. We have about 500 students right now, and I believe they're hoping for 600 to 700 to accommodate 600 to 700 more. Not more, but total.
Wow. Okay.
And we've also introduced pre-K 3 to the school, and so those classrooms are now going to get more quantity at the new school.
Gosh.
So it's so exciting because we'll get to bring in younger students and have more community-oriented events geared towards younger families, especially ones that are moving into Lockwood right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really fun.
So as a PTA parent, what's your involvement when it comes to this sort of thing? Because most people, you're not going to experience actually attending the new school because your daughter, so you have an 11-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Yes, my 6-year-old will be a part of the school. She'll be in first grade starting next year.
Oh, wait a minute. Gosh, sorry, I'm horrible. Ages and grades, very bad, very bad. It's like my communication
skills. I was wondering why you were
like, hold on, let's do the math.
Never mind. Scratch that. Okay. Okay, so she will be involved then.
She will be involved. And we were actually part of, Dallas ISD has done a really good job, including a lot of parents on charrettes, if they choose to be, design charrettes. So we were part of the process. There were a few design charrettes that took place, I believe it was last year, or before the school started construction. So it wasn't necessarily PTA focused. It was more getting parents involved at that stage. So we did have a little bit of input then.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you would know a little bit about some of the design.
Because
you and your husband happen to own an architect firm. Yeah.
Yes. My husband and I are both architects. And it's definitely interesting being on the other side. Usually we are the ones doing the design work. And now we're, I wouldn't say the clients, but we're on the client side. And so that was really interesting to see the presentation that those architects did and to have input.
Did you pick them apart?
No.
I'm like, that's not even going to make sense. That's not going to go. How is the plumbing going to get through that?
No, it was nothing like that. I think they did a great job, and it was nice having conversations with people who were not architects, the other fellow parents, because then if they had questions, I could answer to the best of my knowledge.
Oh.
As far as the construction and anything dealing with, you know, what kind of standards Dallas ISD has, that kind of thing. So that was kind of nice to have that knowledge, expertise side to contribute to other parents that might have questions.
Well, because a lot of people, they don't know what it actually takes to do something like that. Okay, so who is the architect, by the way?
Oh my gosh, they're based out of... I think they're based out of Louisiana. I completely forgot.
What? They do. Why didn't they hire someone local?
They do have a local office.
Oh,
yes, okay. They do. But I think their main office is based out of Louisiana. Okay. I cannot. Oh, I feel bad now. I can't remember what their name is.
That's okay. I mean, yeah. But you feel good about the everything.
Yeah, I feel like they are doing the meeting a lot of the requests that the neighborhood had. They did not want a two-story, so they're not doing a two-story building.
Really?
Yeah, the neighborhood, it's really embedded in the neighborhood. Hexter, for example, is kind of off a much bigger street.
Sure.
Yeah, ours is right in the middle of our neighborhood, so the scale is really important.
Huge.
And so they have the two wings that are flanking the residential houses are all single story, and then the kind of the higher gymnasium and cafeteria are located in the middle. So it doesn't seem so height.
Yeah.
Scary.
You don't want it like overpowering the neighborhood.
No, not at all. And they neighbors were concerned about that. So sure. I think they really accommodated that very well.
So good.
I love that they do that stuff. Like they think about that stuff because, you know, the designing of a school, I do happen to know a little bit because a past client was an architect
who
designed schools. It's actually a very thought out thing.
Yes.
Like you wouldn't think about it, but it's actually especially with an elementary school.
Yes.
Like it's a very big deal.
Yes, it is a very big deal. And for our families, a lot of the people that live extremely adjacent to the school, they may not have kids there. So we definitely want their support with the new construction. So anything that we can do to provide that is helpful.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just like the fact that they're just thinking about it and building and doing something because a lot of these schools.
Yeah, they're so old. It's going to be great for the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. We're so excited.
So what are they going to do with the old building?
I think they said, okay, the last day of school, the next day, it starts demolition of the old building. They've already started abatement of asbestos and or lead. I'm not sure which during the school year, whenever there's been Christmas break, spring break, they did some. So they're trying to get ahead. So that they can just go ahead and start demolishing things so they can do the site construction during the summer and meet the schedule to start opening in the fall.
Wow, that's so exciting. And your daughter gets to experience that.
Yeah, my daughter gets to experience that.
So awesome. Tell us why, what made you want to get involved with the PTA? Because, you know, a lot of people, they may not have the time or whatever, but you have made time.
Yes. I've always volunteered for nonprofit organizations, and this seemed like a great opportunity to meet other families. I also feel it's really important to be involved with your community school so that you know what's going on.
Say it louder for the people in the back. My God. Oh, my goodness. Well, and I look, I'm half joking, but we focus so much, Camille, on the federal stuff that we can't really do anything about. And I'm like, guys, you can't even get your school board to agree on something.
Right.
On something that's like a no-brainer. It's like, come on, what if we just start in our communities?
Yes.
So, and, yes.
And that's a very attainable scale. And it's so exciting to be on the PTA with so many wonderful other volunteers on the board and that come periodically for the events, because you just see the passion and love that they have for the school. Mm-hmm. And you see the kids get so excited seeing their parents there, you know, supporting these events. So it's wonderful, and seeing how those events or additional funding that we raise or, you know, field trips have an impact on the students and how it brings the community together. And I think that's wonderful, especially for parents that cannot volunteer. Mm-hmm. At least they can support the school by attending these events,
sure.
You know, fundraising, just doing whatever they can, and we will take that support, whatever we can get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but I do think it's important for the kids to, at such a young age, to see you involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, because it says I care.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, you know, it's hard for a lot of parents. We totally get it, because if you work full time, you know, that's a really difficult thing. But, you know, you guys have in your own business, it allows you some flexibility, obviously.
Yes, it allows us flexibility, which I think is great. And it really is kind of a second job for me. And I don't hate that, because I see the positive outcome of it, and I see all the hard work that all of our other volunteers put out, and sometimes they can put a lot of time and sometimes they can't.
Yeah.
So it's just wonderful being able to have that community working together.
Oh yeah. It takes that.
Yeah. I mean,
how many dads are involved, be honest?
How many dads? We actually have a Rambros Club that started this year, and we have, I don't know how many dads are included in that, but they are stepping up, and it's really exciting to see, because we want everybody involved in the family, whether it's grandparents, aunts, uncles, like we want to see their involvement in the community.
My buddy, David, he's a pilot for American Airlines. He's literally the classroom parent. Like, he's involved in everything.
That's awesome.
Of course, he has a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah.
He works like 6 days a month.
Right.
But he is like seriously like deep involved. And I think his kids are probably, well, no, one of them is younger, probably 6 and 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're super, but he goes to everything. Every time I call him, literally.
That's so cool.
He's like doing a school function.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. He must love that.
He really does. It's like his thing. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, and it should be. It's like, you know, but I think it's really important for, like I said, for your kids to see you there and be
out. Yes.
But yeah. But okay, so I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, okay? And then we're going to come back, and you're going to tell us some of the other cool things.
Well, about their event.
Yeah.
They have coming up.
Yeah, we got a big event coming.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and we just want a quick shout out to Ebby Holiday.
Mm-hmm. And Mockingbird and Abrams.
Mockingbird and Abrams, who are so kind to let us just
Camp out here. Very nice office. Very nice.
That's great. So, yeah. So, thank you for letting us come out and camp out and record.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Did you know that East Dallas has over 200,000 residents?
And over 1.1 million visitors every single month.
And you have the opportunity to reach them.
If you're interested in partnering up with us, on the website, visit eastdallas.com.
Or on this show at What in East Dallas is Going On.
Connect with us.
Our email is connect@visiteastdallas.com.
That's connect@visiteastdallas.com. Thank you for supporting the show, and thank you for being a part of East Dallas.
And we're back, Camille.
We're back with Alexis.
Alexis.
Yes.
Alexis Flores.
Yes.
Right? Hi. Yeah.
All right. So, being a PTA mom.
Yes.
Okay. How cool are the other parents?
They're fantastic. I love the other parents.
Yeah, because you know what? The funny thing is, like, whether it's getting involved in your kids' baseball or PTA, because you're very much at the same level in your life. Like, usually we're around the same age.
Yes.
Most of the parents. Although we were younger than most, I will say that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was, not, you know, at the time. Yeah. On the first kid, not the third.
The third, yeah, on the third kid, you were one of the more experienced moms, yeah, is what they say. You know, but yeah, I mean, you really do get to meet great people because, you know, you get to hang together, you get to meet good, you know, your friends and all that other stuff.
Yes, very close friends that I have made through the PTA. And our neighborhood in general, I think, is a fantastic neighborhood. They have their own separate events. And from there, you get to meet even more families.
Sure.
So that's really exciting, just to have the neighborhood one, and then you have this great neighborhood school, and you get to meet all these people in your community. I was telling my husband the other day, I was like, I only knew people on my street growing up.
Yes.
I didn't even realize what a neighborhood was when I was growing up. And I feel like I live in a fantastic neighborhood now, and it's awesome.
A community.
Yeah, like it really is.
It's a community. Yeah. Well, and the good thing about Dallas, East Dallas, right, is there are these micro communities within a bigger community. And you know what? People like you are really why, honestly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have so many. I remember when we moved in, there was a lot of older families there that, and eventually they passed on and those houses became available. And now we have new families moving in, and that's even more exciting because we see pregnant women walking, and it's very cool to say, like, okay, you know, they're going to maybe join our Riley family one day, and that's pretty cool.
Wow. Now, where do they go to middle school than high school?
So the feeder pattern is to Robert T. Hill Middle School and then Bryan Adams High School.
High school, okay.
Yes.
Again, great schools, you know, because our kid, he goes to Woodrow.
Yeah.
Loves it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loves it. Now, because if you look, it's kind of deceiving because if you look online, some of the schools get lower grades.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is kind of misleading.
It's super misleading, especially when there's community support, because I feel like those scores don't tell the whole story. And if you are participating in your school and you're volunteering, or even if you're just attending the events, you know the full story. Yeah. You know the teachers, you know the staff, you know exactly what's going on. And there's more value, I think, to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very cool. So Camille, she has an event coming up.
Yeah, you all have a large event coming up.
We do. So we have a silent auction annually. And with the new school being built and really feeling kind of this bittersweetness, we thought, okay, let's make the silent auction a little bit different this year. We have a fall carnival, which is super successful. It brings so many families together. We thought it would be great to have a carnival-like event for the silent auction this year and open it up to alumni.
Okay.
Everybody's always invited, but we really want to also make sure that the alumni of Riley Elementary know that they are super welcome to come home and celebrate the school and remember things as they walk through the halls, maybe remember their teachers, maybe see friends that they haven't seen in decades. So our silent auction now is a silent auction slash fundraiser slash fan community event. We're going to have a petting zoo, weather permitting. We plan to have like a little train tour.
Petting zoo, goats?
Yes, I think there'll be goats.
I love goats.
Yes, we're going to have a little train tour that's going to kind of just go around the corner so you can see the new construction, and people might describe, oh, this is where the pre-K wing is going to be, or this the cafeteria. We're also going to have fantastic food. We're going to have a DJ. And then we're going to have, you know, a few other events like face painting and some other community-oriented events. So it's the Riley Fiesta Fundraiser.
Okay, sweet.
On April 20th from 2 to 5 p.m. And everyone is invited. It's free entry. It is a fundraiser for us because we are still a Title I school and we need to raise money, especially with the new school coming. We want to make sure that we keep getting better and better, providing amazing opportunities for our students and our staff. Free entry, ticketed entertainment and food. It's going to be so fun.
That's
and
awesome.
We do hope so many families and community members come to
it. And the kids are going to have so much fun.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes I was going to say, but I held my breath, but I won't right now. Okay. Because our government sucks at education, you know, it's the same people that give us our driver's license place, you know?
Yep.
We have to have people like you.
Yes, the PTA is so important to provide funding opportunities when Dallas ISD has limited funding. That's where the PTA can step in and provide those opportunities for the school. And it just, it's so great because then we can pick events that we want to do. Families can have input on the stuff that they want to have there. It's the PTA is fantastic. And I hope everybody at least gets involved in some way or another.
Screw you, government. We don't need you. No, it really is a big deal because honestly, they do so much like, for the schools that go, it's a thankless job.
Yeah.
You know, it really is because it's like it's a huge support system for, like you say, events and things. School supplies. Like basic stuff.
Yes. And I feel like it's thankless. Yes. But I feel so grateful.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of our volunteers feel so grateful for the opportunity to be able to contribute to something so personal.
Yes.
Because our kids are there.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So in that respect, it's like, well, we're also grateful for that opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, they're not handing out awards every single week, you know. But seriously, the reward is honestly you being involved with your kid
in
the community,
right?
And also, if you think about it, the school, you want it to last. You want you want the next generation of kids to come in and have a good experience and to see it improve, right?
Yes. Right. And we also need new ideas. We don't want the same people volunteering every year. As much as we like to have lots of volunteers, we want new ideas. We want new people coming in so they can be like, hey, what about this event? Or hey, this field trip would be fantastic.
Right.
That would be great too. And that's what we want to have also.
I want to go on a field trip.
So you're a fundraiser, which is... Say that again, the date?
It's the April 20th. It's a Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. at Riley Elementary.
This is a great event for new little families in the neighborhood.
It's for new families.
Haven't got kids maybe even quite ready for school, right?
Yes, exactly. It's kind of an open house event, too, because they'll get to see, even though it's not going to be the school that their child might attend,
right?
They'll get to see artwork that the students are working on. They'll get to see classrooms, how they're decorated.
Oh, that'll be so good.
It's nice to be able to give them that opportunity, too.
Love it.
And then, of course, you really are wanting the alumni to come back.
Oh my gosh, it would be so fantastic. We're going to be sending out requests for photos that they might have or memories so that we can have that kind of on a slideshow during the event.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited. Hopefully alumni will also get to see other alumni that they haven't seen in a long time.
Yes. That's
amazing. I love
it.
Yeah.
Oh, my Jack Pocket thing. Are y'all on Jack Pocket?
No. What is that?
So my Jack Pocket thing, you can get like a lotto, like your lotto tickets.
Oh, yeah.
App. Oh.
What?
I didn't know about that. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to send you over the link because
then he gets a free ticket.
I get a free ticket. Or it's like a $20 worth of buying or $10 worth of.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
What is? I have it, but I still haven't done it. Like
what? Okay, if I send you my referral link, will you do it? Look, it's $1 billion, y'all. It's enough for us to share. Okay. You know how much money that'll give the PTA?
Oh my gosh, I was just thinking about that. It's like,
we'll just tear down the new school and just build another one. Better.
There you go. There you go.
Build a high school and a middle school.
Right.
For all the DISD
for everybody. Schools. For everybody.
Oh, that's so funny. That caught my eye. Sorry, squirrel moment. Okay, so seriously, thank you for everything that you're doing. I know you're not going to get an award, but thank you. Seriously, it is a big deal. And, you know, again, she does business here. Like, your office for the architect firm is in East Dallas.
Yes.
And so it's such a pleasure just to talk to someone that's in the community doing your part.
Yeah.
You know, and we just love people like you and having you on the show.
And I think it's great that we're highlighting Riley. It's one of those little sleepy schools that have been tucked away in the neighborhood and hasn't gotten much attention, right? As some of the other schools have flourished.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's starting to.
Yes. And I'm so grateful that I'm here to talk about it because I do agree. I do agree. It's such a fantastic school. And as much as we're like, oh, maybe we shouldn't get the word out too big. I mean, we have to get the word out because I do want families to feel really special knowing that they are attending Riley.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Awesome.
Yeah. I think so too.
I love it.
Yeah.
So support Alexis. Okay. Go to their website. It's jraf-studio.com. That's the architect firm.
Yes. That is our firm.
That's our firm.
Yes.
You know, because you want to support local businesses.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially ones that are doing good in the community. And yes. So it looks like you're going to be a part of this community for a long time because your girls are 11 and 6.
Yes, we do not plan on moving anytime soon, ever.
She's East Dallas. So what are their names?
It's Ezra and Jude.
What?
Oh, I love those.
How do you just come up with these beautiful names? Like, oh my goodness, that's amazing.
I love that.
Yes, we love them. They're great.
Aw.
And then you can find out about Riley Elementary through mm-hmm. the DISD website.
Yes, and we also have a Facebook page, Martha T. Riley Elementary PTA, and we welcome anyone to join.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah. They have like great, you guys do a really good job of updating.
Yes, we post page. Almost daily.
Yeah, yeah. So who does that?
Me and a few other parents and some teachers. So a lot of people are involved.
That's what we need, Rich.
No. Exactly. Can they volunteer for us?
I'll ask, but I'm not so sure.
Good Lord. Hey, we're trying.
We're trying.
Hey, just follow the page rules. To maintain the privacy of Riley Entertainment Community, please do not post other photos of children. That's really important.
Yes, actually. It's very important. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Make sure that everyone stays safe.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Alexis, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you all so much. Hey,
their event is when?
April 20th, right?
April 20th, yeah. 2 to 5 p.m.
We'll see you there. We're going to go see some goats.
Yeah.
Please have the goats.
Definitely pigs. Definitely little baby pigs.
Really?
Yes.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they're so cute.
The biggest misconception about the little baby pigs is they stay little baby.
Yeah.
They don't.
No, they don't. Eventually become pigs.
Yeah, my buddy, they got one and he's like 350 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's a mini pig. No. All right. Well, Camille, that's all I got for this week. Thank you, Alexis, once again. And go to the website.
Check it out.
Thank you all so much.
All right. Well, we will see you next time. Camille, what in East Dallas is going on?
I don't know. Stick around. We'll find out.
See you guys.